You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So this was interesting. Got a Facebook message a few days ago from somebody named Kelly, and then got an email, and she said, no name, please. I'm going to read the no name, please first. She goes, have you ever dated anyone who had to have particular music or songs playing in order to get in the mood or fool around? She writes, the guy I'm dating has a thing for 90s R&B music, and if we don't have that on in the background, then he says he can't perform.
Like Boys to Men?
Man, if it doesn't feel like 90s R&B, then I don't want it.
She writes, I know it's not what you guys normally talk about, but it's almost becoming a deal breaker for me, especially since I don't even like that music. Now, I got to say, Ms. No Name, please, that if the guy is insisting that he cannot do anything unless that music is playing and you don't like that music, you've said it's almost a deal breaker. I think it is a deal breaker.
Yeah, why not? Throw him a bone. Do like the, you know, you might get into it. Do it three or four times. That R&B stuff
apparently she has been.
Oh.
Yeah, if he like needs it, there's some psychological.
There's something else going on
there. He really likes our
Maybe they're making funny noises. They're squeaking up against each other. He needs that background noise.
Well, listen to the Facebook message from Kelly. She writes, you know how some people put on music when they're getting intimate? This is almost so silly. I thought it was a kind of a joke at first, but I think she means it. She says, my boyfriend never ever listens to classical music except during those times, and he turns it up loud. I mean loud.
Dun, 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 dun.
Right. She goes, that is such a mood breaker, so we have to alternate who chooses the music. And then I like what she says here. She goes, we're both divorced, and I sometimes want to call his ex and see if that's why they didn't make it.
Call me Wolfgang. Call me Wolfgang.
What a weirdo. I want to see your E-sharp.
I have said many times that if you're driving along and you're pulled up in an intersection, look over at the car next to you because you have no idea what goes on in that person's life. That could be the person who has to have loud classical music playing when they're getting, quote, in the mood.
Who right. does that?
Bad smart people? I don't know.
Well, they say if you listen to Mozart, it makes you smarter. So maybe it makes you
just
more
Mozart.
Of a
performer?
A freak in a bed.
You know, and then I guess maybe, you know, if you're screaming out, you could sing a little opera. It goes with the classical. It's, yeah. You're just making music. Beautiful.
Is that what you sound like, Jeremy? We got a little snapshot into Jeremy's.
I'm close.
Combination of classical and Woody Woodpecker.
If I think of you next time I put on the classical station, I'm going to get real upset.
Well, isn't that kind of funny? Because even if you, like, for instance, for both of these women, if they don't stay in relationships with these guys because they're just dating, for both of them, like for the first one, when R&B music comes on somewhere from the 90s, she's going to be like, oh my God, all I can think about is that guy. And the other woman, if she's out somewhere and there's classical music playing, is it almost like a Pavlov's dog thing?
She's like, whoa.
You start disrobing.
Isn't that a good thing, though? Maybe you get in the mood?
I need to go change.
I think what we're going to do, because we need to talk about this a little more, but I would also invite our listeners who want to share their own stories about music that was required before you could get in the mood. Enjoying these messages we got from a couple of women. One who said we can't use her name. The other one is Kelly. She doesn't care. And talk about it. About the guys who are insisting on particular music that plays when they get intimate and get in the mood. And both of these ladies are like, really?
I get the 90s R&B because, one, it's just sexy AF. But the other reason is because the beat is good. Maybe, you know, your hips go with the beat. The classical music, on the other hand.
That's weird to me.
Not much of a beat to follow there.
I just got a text from Jeremy's wife, Nicole. She said, once you play the music that Jeremy insists on, when he gets in the mood. So here we go.
Yay! And done.
It's a lot better than John Denver. That's what I thought.
She said it's either that or the minute waltz. One or the other.
So, all of them today. Well, speaking of sweet knickknack, She did something to me that I would recommend that you ladies don't do to your dudes.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear what this is.
She came to me and presented a song that she would actually like playing in the background when
during the
we're
boom
getting
boom.
Freaky.
Okay.
She presented this song to me. She said, this this is a very passionate song. Every time I hear it, I think of you.
Wow.
And I would like this on and talk about immediately bumping up, you know, the pressure to perform and make it a special moment and a special
fireworks.
Time. Because, you know, she in her head, she's built this song up as like fireworks are going to happen in the bedroom while it's playing.
Right. So now if you cannot live up to those expectations,
sure. It's going to be a total letdown for her.
So which Taylor Swift song is it?
I'm not telling you what song it is.
Come on, you can tell us.
No, I'm not.
Do we play it on our station?
We play it on the station.
We
though.
Do.
So yeah, so it's funny because then when it plays every time on the station, I'm like, oh, this is the
he
song.
He crawls back up inside your body like
a scared turtle. Yeah.
Huh.
So
well,
I am with
a lot
you.
Of pressure.
I am
on,
with you that no woman should ever put that kind of pressure on a guy.
Yeah, don't tell me what song it is because, yeah, that's all I'm going to be thinking about then during the whole act is the song is on, the song is on, the song is on. It better be good. It better be good. It better be good.
Do you have to put it on like an endless loop too? Because it's probably just like a 3-minute
right.
song. So
no, she gets one. She gets one play out of it.
No encore.
No encore.
I don't get like if you're gonna be doing the boom boom anyway, why not just have some lovely background music for it? And that's all she's
no,
saying. There's not pressure here.
Well, yes, when she specifically comes to you and says, yeah. "This is the song. This is the artist. This will be playing."
As a guy. Like, I understand what you're talking about,
really?
And that is wrong to put that kind of pressure on a guy.
Oh, God. You guys need to step it up, because Taylor Swift is some really good baby
I would have
music.
To step it up.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can handle it.
How did you know it was Taylor Swift, by the way?
Because that's what I like to have playing.
I got $1,000 that says it ain't Taylor Swift. But,
well, hand over the $1,000.
She has some really sensual
yeah,
music,
she does.
Done.
Yes. Is it really Taylor Swift?
It's a TS song.
Which one?
I don't even know the name of it. I know the it's the one where she talks about the guy being handsome as hell.
Oh, it's Wildest Dreams.
That one, yeah, that's the one.
Wildest. Hold on a second, let's dig it up.
So say you'll remember me.
So I'm gonna play it.
We don't have to play
and,
it.
And,
yeah. So
and
what you're
Nicole's
saying is,
do I have to perform
right now?
Right now?
So what you're saying is that when Nicole hears this song, she thinks about taking you by the hand
sweet,
and leading you down
love.
The hall.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why this song?
I don't know.
It's epic and it's romantic. And if you've ever seen the music video, it's just visually stunning
and gorgeous. I
guess I
should watch the video.
Oh my God. It's a great sexy time song.
Hold on. We're going to play it. So this is the one that gets her in the mood?
Things
listen
just got
that.
Really
listen
weird.
Listen to that. He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowd. I thought heaven can't help me now.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing lasts forever.
You got that right.
She's even singing. She's singing.
And done.
See? Imagine some candles lit. You have, like, the nice sheets on the bed. You come out with
we got kids. The bed's a mess and there's laundry all over the floor.
And kid puke.
You got a fan maybe blowing so her hair's kind of going. Yeah.
My hair's going.
I never would have in a million years expected it to be a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah. Man, did I overshare today.
So it's not just me.
Ha. I really overshared today.
You realize everyone that's listening right now, whenever they hear this song, is going to think about you.
Everybody!
Everybody!
When you hear Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift, you're going to think of Jeremy and Nicole.
Like, or just me.
Oh, my God.
We're probably
making
just Nicole, if you
me.
Know what I mean.
I just had sex with all of our listeners right now. Sorry to some of the dudes.
Tom, Ellie, and Jeremy on Mix 100. Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.